China congratulated Papua New Guinea on hosting a successful APEC meeting, saying it promoted pragmatic cooperation under the APEC framework in various fields and has yielded positive results. Geng Shuang says leaders at the meeting exchanged views on trade, particularly the multilateral trading system, and a majority of APEC members voiced their support for multilateralism, a multilateral trading system, and for the WTO to play its due role. Regarding WTO reform, Geng says it should be prohibited to pursue protectionism in the name of reform.
Because the reform has not been initiated, each party has different views on issues concerned. Further exchange of opinions, narrowing differences, and expanding consensus are necessary. Under this circumstance, we should not predict the outcomes in haste, and should definitely not conduct protectionism under the name of reform, damage the fundamental interests of other countries, and impose one's own views on others. From what I understand, the behaviors of power politics and economic bullying are opposed by most of the APEC member states.
He says China welcomes necessary adjustments to improve the WTO. However, those adjustments should accommodate the core interests and basic principles of the WTO. Geng called for mutual respect among all parties and to seek common ground while reserving differences. In a speech during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation CEO Summit held in Papua New Guinea, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the United States would provide $60 billion for regional infrastructure development, but Washington does not offer a constricting belt or a one-way road. Some media said the statement was aimed at China. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Geng Shuang says the international community generally welcomes and supports the Belt and Road Initiative, and there is no shortage of examples.
China's Belt and Road Initiative is an economic cooperation initiative and a public product provided to the international community. Its construction is based on mutual respect and win-win cooperation following the principles of business and market. If the initiative had any constriction, it could not have brought about so many cooperation projects. If it were one-way beneficial, it would not attract over 140 countries and international organizations to sign cooperation agreements with China.
During recent meetings with the Chinese leader, leaders of Pacific Island countries that have diplomatic relations with China expressed their hope to deepen cooperation with China under the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative. Geng says the countries also hoped that participation in the initiative would contribute to economic and social development in their countries. He says China welcomes the United States' commitment to support regional infrastructure and hopes the promise won't fail in practice. For CRI, I'm Wang Longyan.